Hey, Channel 9, sitting next to me is Craig Mundy, Chief Research and Strategy Officer here at Microsoft, or as you may know him a little bit better, the guy who Bill Gates chose to replace him along with Ray Ozzie, of course. Hi, Craig.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Thanks for joining us. Let's start for those people who may not be aware of what exactly you do here. What do you do?
Well, my title is Chief Research and Strategy Officer, and I do a variety of things, including oversee MSR. I have a lot of oversight responsibility with Brad Smith and others for many of the legal and intellectual property processes in the company. And I start new things. Like the health business, the education business, things like that.
A lot of great stuff coming out of research this year.
There is. Yeah. Yep. Always a lot of stuff. We had a good tech fest this year. A lot of excitement.
Absolutely. And also a lot of excitement around you personally. Let me first be, probably not the first to say, but one of the many to say congratulations.
Thank you very much.
For those of you who also may not be aware, Craig was recently appointed to President Obama's Council Advisory for Science and Technology.
Right.
Yay! What does that mean, first of all?
Well, the PCAST, as it's known, is an advisory, a presidential advisory committee or council that's been around for quite a few years in this case and advises the president on matters related to science technology. And in the case of the Obama administration, you know, the president himself seems very committed to looking to science and engineering for guidance and on many of the tough issues the country faces.
That's so awesome. Now, you say the president himself as though maybe you've met him. Have you gotten a chance to meet Obama? Because I'm a huge fan.
I did meet him only briefly at the announcement of the PCAST membership, but I expect, you know, we'll have more time with him as the committee starts to operate.
Absolutely. So what was your reaction? I mean, were you just, I would have been blown away, but, you know, I'm not Craig Mundy. Is this just every day for you? I would have been so excited.
Well, it was great to meet him. It was the first time I did meet President Obama, but you know, I've had an opportunity to work with and meet many government leaders. So,
Right. You
know, it was great, but not completely unique yet.
Not completely unique. And what about your friends and your family? Were they sort of blown away at this opportunity?
I think they're all proud,
you know,
of the fact that I was selected to do this. You know, it's only 20 people who have been appointed. And, you know, I've been on another presidential committee around national security since the Clinton administration. So
wow.
I'm actually now on two presidential advisory committees.
I'm even more impressed than I was when I walked in here. I'm starting to get a little nervous. What is the appointment process? How do you earn such great positions? Do you know? Does America dial in and vote?
No, I probably wouldn't get on that way. The way I think it works, in this case, President Obama appoints someone to run the Office of Science and Technology Policy, in this case, John Holdren.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after he was appointed, he picked two co-chairs for the PCAST, which was Eric Lander and Harold Varmus. And those two people were tasked with putting together a slate of scientists and engineers that they would work through with the president to decide who they would asked to serve. And so, you know, they went through and developed a long list of people, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
They tell us that the president was personally involved in vetting the list and deciding, you know, what kind of balance he wanted. And, you know, I was selected as a candidate. At that point, you know, they called me up and asked if I would be willing to do it if they appointed me, and I said I would and mm-hmm. be honored to do it. And then you go through a big vetting process like they do for all things. It's not a political appointment, so you don't have a congressional approval process
right.
or anything like that, but all presidential appointees actually have some vetting that's done against their you know, personal backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through that, and so we really didn't know until Thursday before the announcement at the National Academy which of the people had actually not only been selected but had passed all the vetting processes. But that all came together, and the president gave a speech at the National Academy of Science and talked about his agenda with respect to science and technology, and then announced that the 20 members of the PCAST had been completed.
So cool. It's so cool. And what is it that you specifically will be doing? What's your role?
Well, people don't have individual roles
okay.
in the PCAST. And to some extent, we just had sort of the first discussion after the announcement. There's been no official meeting yet. And but you know that the group will start to come together and lay out an agenda. So the administration clearly has a set of topics that they care a lot about and have talked publicly about: energy, environment,
absolutely,
you know, education, and I think that the president seems to recognize that that science and technology are essential to the country's long-term competitiveness. He talked about that in his remarks at the National Academy, and his commitment to increasing the overall spending in basic science and research that the government funds. And I think that's all welcome news for the science and engineering community.
Absolutely.
Worldwide, and especially in the United States. And each, you know, member of the PCAST, I think, was chosen for some, you know, special knowledge or skills in a particular area. Mine, obviously, being somehow in the balance between computing and the policy and application of computing. And so we'll work out an agenda, and then we'll go to work on the problems.
Well, there are a lot of problems, and I'm sure that you'll come up with a lot of solutions. So it sounds like a pretty large task. Is this going to take you away from us, your Microsofties?
Nope, I'm happily ensconced here at Microsoft. I think it's actually important that there is a balance and a relationship between what the company can do and has been doing in these areas, and our ability to help orchestrate that with other activities in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So, it will take a little bit of my time, but not a huge part of my time. So,
okay, good, because we need you here.
That's good.
I mean, not
happy,
that the
to
entire
be loved.
Country doesn't need you. And now, how long does this position last? Is it a term or?
In every presidential appointment, you serve sort of at the will of the president. So,
okay.
You serve as long as he wants you to serve. You know, he can like you today and tell you to leave tomorrow. But generally, if things go well, these things would tend to last through at least a term of an administration.
Okay.
In the case of the Clinton appointment, the committee actually is a standing committee. And in that case, I've been on it ever since Bill Clinton appointed me.
Wow.
And so sometimes, the appointments last longer than the administrations. And sometimes, they're just selected by each individual administration. It's really at the choice of the president.
Right on. And can I ask, is this a paid role?
Oh, no money. All volunteer labor.
Just lots of esteem and congratulations. And yeah. when do you expect your first task to be completed? Do you know when you actually start working?
Well, it'll really be up to the three co-chairs, Holdren, Farmus, and Lander, to basically lay out an agenda. The intent is to get the PCAST together fairly regularly in Washington, D.C. Typically, these groups will tend to set up task forces or committee-type structures and then bring other people in to work on specific problems. And then at the end, the PCAST as a whole will deliberate and then make some recommendations to the president.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And when you do start taking action a little bit more, hopefully you'll come back and check in with us.
Always happy
to
talk to Channel 9.
And can you get me into the White House?
Probably not. I have to get in there first myself.
All right. Tell me when the cameras are off, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much,
all
Craig,
right.
And congratulations.
Thanks a lot.